Denver Water says the oil and gas industry can learn from their model of trying to engage citizens and listen to critics. CEO Jim Lockhead says he thinks his organization has successfully come back from the days of being viewed as the evil empire.
Realizing that the old way wasn't acceptable, we needed to be flexible, we need to be a lot more nimble and adaptable.
Lockhead says it starts with personal relationships.
Literally sitting down with opponents in their kitchens, at coffee shops.
Colorado Department of Natural Resources head Mike King also urged the energy industry to use a lighter touch.
Not with the sense of we're here because we're doing great things for America. We understand that. We understand that we bring jobs, that we bring energy diversity. That doesn't mean much when a drilling rig's going up in your backyard. If you're a parent with children, you're worried about the truck traffic. The fact that we have energy independence is great, but how are you going to protect my kids?
The debate over fracking is poised to heat up even more over the next few months, when citizens in many communities along the Front Range are likely to vote on fracking moratoriums. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.